Stan, if you have to glimpse into the future, let's say 10 years out, what do you see out there?
Well, George, I think I would see, as we've discussed, huge shortages of food and water and oil-based fuels. That just is a no-brainer. As a result of that, and perhaps even some astronomical things like asteroid impact, we might have huge, massive unemployment. I mean, rising fuel costs alone will do that, and resource shortage induced wars will be here, over water, oil, and food. There'll be reduced demand, which will drop employment as well across the entire world. I think with the shortages of food and water, we're going to have hygiene problems that will aid to the increase of epidemic diseases. We have a growth in antibiotic-resistant bacteria that are going to be rampant, I think, in that time, especially in the highly crowded countries, like in Asia, and particularly India and China. I think we're going to see an emergence in that time of basically two, maybe three polar political structure in the world, where we have a very strong European Union that will probably approximate the old Roman Empire's land holdings, and then we'll see a Chinese Asian group that may have an alliance with an Arab group under the leadership of Iran. I think America will have been taken from its leadership position. South America is just in a mess, and probably be both Americas will be controlled by the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just kind of, loose thoughts, but I mean, that seems to be the way we're heading.
How about you, John Rappaport? 10 years from now, what do you see?
Well, I see a lot of things, but on the plus side, one of the things that I see is a greater awakening of the need for decentralization of power along all sorts of different fronts, and people moving out of the system, so to speak, and finding ways to live and exist where they are, in a sense, paradoxically more independent than they were. As I've pointed out before, the most viable grassroots revolution in this country, in the United States, for the last, I would say, 30 years has been the natural health movement. And virtually unfunded, it has been enormously successful when people have decided to become more self-reliant and responsible for their own health. And I see some of those movements occurring along many different lines, including political and economic. The growth, for example, of private currencies, local currencies, which I would estimate at this point there may be 150 privately printed or minted currencies in the United States. I see that expanding as more people want to gain local control over their own affairs.
How about you, Michael, 10 years out?
Well, George, I was hoping nobody would ever ask me that question. let me just start by saying, given the way things are going now, what I see is a lot similar to what I heard from both Stan and John, a couple of exceptions. I don't see Iran as part of an Asian control group. I think the U.S. will normalize with Iran in a couple of years. I think it's almost certain, however, that military conflicts of small-scale, low-intensity conflicts will have erupted all over the world. China and the U.S. are the end game,
mm-hmm.
the last two players, really, for oil. The European Union assessment, including Russia, I think, is extremely accurate, especially based upon recent developments. Although, I do think there will have been at least one nuclear exchange within the next 10 years. Domestically, within the United States, John has some right-on things. I see the end of suburbia, where people live 40, 50 miles away from work. I see an exodus for those people who will still have jobs in 10 years to live where they work or within walking distance of where they work. That's the only thing that's going to be economically viable. I also see lots of home agriculture, lots of localized food production, because the costs of food transport are going to be astronomical. So I see a stronger bonding of communities, much like what happened in the Great Depression, even though this will be much worse than that. All of the health problems, et cetera, are, of course, attendant with that. But those who do survive, the evolutionary trend will be toward localization and absolutely away from globalization. Cuba is a very interesting model for this. Cuba lost all of its oil when the Soviet Union ceased to exist, and their food production absolutely collapsed. However, over the 10, 11-year period, or 12-year period since that happened, Cuba has managed to wean its soil off of chemicals, and it has reverted to really local capitalism with ownership in neighborhoods and co-ops, and their food production is starting to increase. And these are reactions in good climates that I think will make a difference. However, with also with a shortage of energy, you're going to see a mass exodus from colder climates to warmer climates, and you're going to see a lot of conflict around that as well.
Are you going to see, are we going to see cities replenished again with people?
Well, not the way they're currently constituted, because the cities are so dependent upon energy. I think you're going to see a lot of big ghost tower, huge office towers. But I think that where there are centers of economic and physical activity or production activity, you will see people moving to live where they work. And yes, in many cases, people moving into the city. I wouldn't want to picture that for Manhattan. That's not going to happen there.